This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and prodding President Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials on their plans for handling the Syrian crisis.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald
Trump. One way.
That was not Chuck Schumer, unfortunately. The Democrat-led House last week overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter hospitalized after falling for a second time this month. At his home in Plains, Georgia, the Carter Center said the 95-year-old is looking forward to recovering at his home from a minor pelvic fracture. Carter is the nation's oldest living former president. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told officials Tuesday that he was told the White House would only free military aid to Ukraine if it publicly promised to investigate Democrats and the Bidens. We have get more on that story from Jackie Quinn. We'll have that for you the next hour. Meantime, riots and protests continue for a fifth day in Chile Tuesday, prompting the government to extend a curfew imposed over more than half the country. The government said at least 15 people have died in clashes between the protesters and those responsible for law enforcement. The protests that began last week over an increase in subway fares in Santiago grew across the nation, inflamed by the frustration of ordinary Chileans who feel they have been left out of the prosperity of Latin America's wealthiest country. Here in the U.S., around 500,000 residents of Northern California could have their electric service suspended as early as Wednesday, as the state's largest power company considers cutting power in an attempt to prevent wildfires. The warning from Pacific Gas and Electric comes just 2 weeks after the utility cut power to 2 million people, many for several days. PG&E has been using blackouts as a preventive measure ever since its power lines were blamed for setting fires in Northern California nearly a year ago that killed 86 people. And the Washington Nationals win their first ever World Series game down in Houston, Texas, on Monday evening, make that Tuesday evening, defeating the Astros 5-4. We get more on that story from Mark Myers.
There's a new indictment from a Boston.
Bat hit a home run, I mean, running around the bases, you're kind of almost floating around the bases. You know, to be able to do that, it's kind of what you, obviously what you work for.
And that was the Nationals' Ryan Zimmerman, who had a homer in last night's game down in Houston. Game two will be in Houston also on Wednesday evening. The winner of the best of four games, out of seven, will claim the World Series championship. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.